Paul was telling Timothy, and he said, I believe he was a young man, minister of the gospel, or minister rather, that this know all, in the first verse, said, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. So these perilous times didn't just come, but God was letting us know that they would come through Timothy, by means of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, that perilous times would come. What is perilous time? Perilous times is, you're talking about dark times. You're talking about difficult times. You're talking about dangerous times. You're talking about tough times, hard to take times, and on and on and on. Depends maybe upon your particular situation and so forth. But God is saying that this know, so you need to know this. Perilous time is here. See, it's here. And so these things that is dark, and so, but let me remind you that we're not of this world. We just live in this world. Turn with me to John 17:16, and those upstairs, if you want to put some of these scriptures on the screen, it'll be good. But turn to John 17:16. It might take me a little time sometime to get to it, so you might get to it faster than I can. John 17:16 said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. He was talking about us. Jesus had was talking, and he had lifted up his eyes to heaven whenever he was saying this and some other things, but he said there in the 16th verse, he said, they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. Amen? Let's turn to Colossians 1:12-14. Just want to remind you of this. Colossians 1:12-14. And at least that amplified, at least the 13th verse, I want it in the amplified version. It says, giving thanks, the 12th verse, giving thanks unto the Father, which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And I'm going to read from the King James, but upstairs, give me the amplified version, 13th verse. But I'm going to say, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So the Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness, and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. So you've been transferred. So we are salt of the world. We are light in the world. And there has to be a difference. So from the world and us. And so we are not to fear and be fearful with the pandemic and COVID-19 and those things that's happening all over the world. People are just seeing nothing but trouble and fear and so forth. And that has to change. And one of the things that, you know, we can do for the world is to get them saved. That's the main thing. Is our job is to get them saved. You can't, you know, do much with what's happening, but we are protected. And if we accept Jesus Christ, has accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are protected. Let me remind you here that we are not of this world again. And so let's continue in the Word to hear God's instruction on being strong and standing. So I want you to flip, go to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. Stay right where you're at. And then we're going, I'm trying to get ahead of myself. And when let's do, go back to 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy. This know also that in the last days perilous time will come. I told you that how dark times, we broke that down to difficult times, we broke it down to dangerous, tough, hard to take. It says, and the second verse says, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Lovers of their own selves. Now, you know, it's the person that I see in the lovers of their own selves is, it's all about me, you know, and nothing else. It's all about me. But Paul was telling Timothy that in these last days, and our pastor tells us sometime about the last of the last days, and that none of this stuff catches God by surprise. Also, we are living in the last days. So, covetous, for men shall be lovers of themselves. Covetous, coveting something of some belong to somebody else, you know, wanting something that belongs to somebody else, trying to be covetous of something that somebody else has or something that's not theirs. Boasters, you know, bragging, always trying to be, you know, more than somebody else, you know, instead of being either equally or along that we all children of God. But you're going to have those who are proud, blasphemers in this day and time. You're going to have those who are disobedient to parents. We have children that are disobedient. And we have others, even adults to their parents, maybe unthankful and especially unholy. The third verse says, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, furious, despisers of those that are good. You got those who are calling good evil and evil good these days, this day and time. These are all troubled times. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Can I have that in the Amplified on the fourth verse? Glory to God. They will be treacherous, betrayals, rash, and inflated with self-conceit. They will be lovers of sensual pleasure and vain amusement more than and rather than lovers of God. Now, who are we all supposed to love? Our God. He's love, and we are to love. We are to get that love from him. So, verse 5, King James Version says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You know, let's see what the Word of God has to say about how we ought to stand. Let's go with me to Ephesians 6. This is what I found, and I believe God is speaking to us tonight. And beginning with the 14th verse, I'm going to have to ask some correction on that. Page has slipped. It's actually the 10th verse. Finally, my brethren, 10th verse of Ephesians 6, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. See, from the subject of being strong, standing strong in troubled times, we see here that the book of Ephesians begins to show us how we can stand firm, how we can stand strong in these troubled times. you know, the Lord here didn't say do it on your own. He didn't tell you to do something that you couldn't do. He said, be strong in the Lord. He didn't say be strong in whatever your name is. He didn't say that, you know, because really without him in us, and the scripture says that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You know, you're no match for the enemy. You're no match for these troubled times. But when we have God on our side, when we have God in us, it goes like this. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not yours. Not anybody else. It's his. That's who we have to look to. That's who we have to seek. That's who we have to know that we have him on the inside of us and we recognize him. He says, in all our ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct our path. And that's who we look to. The second, the 11th verse says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The devil is a deceitful person. He is so deceitful, and you see, the only way you can stand against him is having the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, his deceitfulness and all those things that he may bring before you each and every day. All the hindrance and so forth. But we have the armor of God. God telling us here tonight, y'all, he said, put on the whole armor of God. And you don't have to worry about troubled time. You don't have to have all this fear and worry, stress, and so forth, because we put on the whole armor of God. And you know that arm is different. You know, I'm familiar, and you probably are too. You've seen that old metal armor, and they had different types of armor, some leather and so forth back in the day, that to keep the darts and things away, but. You know, that old armor that I'm thinking about mostly in Roman days, you know, it was more of a defense. But you see, that armor, when we have the armor of God, we got an offense. You know, you can go, you can stand against the wiles of the devil. The 12th verse says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You see, when Sister Sue come against you ladies, or Brother John Doe come against you, you know, man that, you know, with something, it's not the flesh and blood that we're supposed to be against. We wrestle against, not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Can I have that in the Amplified, please? Let us look at it. But we are not wrestling with flesh and blood, contending only with physical opponents, but against the despotism, against the powers, against the master spirits, who are the world rulers of this present darkness. See that darkness we've been talking about? Difficulty. The world rulers of this present darkness, against the spirit forces of wickedness in the heavenly supernatural sphere. We got God on our side, folks. The 13th verse says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand. See, the armor. God got your back. He got your front. He got your back. He got you all the way. All we got to do is to trust him. To seek him. Trust him. Believe him. 14th verse is, stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth. The truth of the word of God. That's what you need. The truth of the word of God. I mean, his word is true. We have to believe his word and stand on his word. It says, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, word of God, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. You see, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You didn't make yourself righteous, but God made us righteous. And we are righteous. And we should know that. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We should be going around witnessing all the time. I mean, I'm trying to say every day and every time you have a chance. I ask God to lead you to somebody that you can minister to or that needs ministering to. But our feet are supposed to be shod with gospel, shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Peace is supposed to be in us, with us, as we go about it. Example of our lives ought to be, again, I said earlier, the light. We ought to be the salt of the earth, and we ought to be an example of the believer in spirit, in truth, and in faith. We ought to be an example. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you would be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. It goes back to when I was talking a while ago about the armor. There was something in biblical times, they had this leather thing, and they wrapped pieces. You didn't need to have no kind of loose connection on your body, strings or belts or whatever, you know, they had there. But above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. See, with the faith in God's word, you won't be worrying about what you have to do. You got it. You don't have to worry about what you got to do. All you got to do is know what the word said. The word told us, he said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So if we take the faith in his word, above all, taking the shield of faith, you know, you don't have to have a physical shield to fight the darts, you know, as the soldiers did in that time, Roman soldiers and so forth. But we take the faith in God's word, and we can fight the good fight of faith and shield every dart that the enemy can come at us, spiritually, physically, and financially. You can do that. So the 17th verse says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Can I have that in the Amplified? 17:6-17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, wills, which is the word of God. So that don't change that much, but it let us know that it is the word of God. And that's the most important thing right there, is that it is the word of God. So you take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and you can penetrate. You can get results. You don't have to worry about anything else. And take the 18th verse says, pray it always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watch it thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying always with all prayer. Amplified version on 18, please. And take the help. Pray at all times, occasion, in every season, in the Spirit. Pray in tongues. Pray as much as you can in tongues. In the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. Don't hesitate. Keep that in. Keep alert. Watch with strong purpose and perseverance. Interceded in behalf of all the saints, God's consecrated people. We are to intercede for others. But we are to pray always with all prayer, all kinds of prayer. You know, just praying in tongues, but I'm saying do that more. And I know we can do more than we normally do. I don't know about you. I know about myself. Amen. So we need to do more. And watch it thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. But do intercede for others. Pray for our brothers and sisters and intercede for them. We need each other. the love of God in us and our love for each other and others. So we need to do that. But I believe that this is one of the answer to maybe some of your questions of what can I do? How, instead of preparing all this food for troubled times and putting it in some type of underground storage cabinets and so forth and buying all this stuff, we need to look to what the Word of God has to say. We need to look to what the Word of God says. Amen. Because that's the sure way. That's the guaranteed way of you surviving or standing strong in troubled times is the Word of God. Now, listen to this in closing. The main thing is we're not, if listen at the word that we have said in some things. We are not subject to the times we're living in. I want you to go to Psalms 9 through 10. And I like to have it in the Amplified version. Psalms 9 through 10. This shows that we're not subject to the times we're living in. We're subject only to the Word of God. Okay. 9th verse said, the Lord also will be a refuge and a high tower for the oppressed. A refuge and a stronghold in times of what? Of trouble, high cost, destitution, and desperation. So, give me the 10th verse. And they who know your name, who have experience and acquaintance with your mercy, will lean on and confidently put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek, inquire of, and for you, on the authority of God's word and the right of their necessity. Putting your trust in him. For you, Lord, have not forsaken. He said in his word that he'll never leave us, not forsake us. So we don't have to doubt for a moment of anything like that to happen. So again, we're not subject to the times that we're living in. We only have to trust him. He told us that finally, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So let us do that. Put on the whole armor of God. And we got it. It's armor. I can recall when David was fighting and it was time to go against Goliath, and they wanted him to put on Saul's armor, his fighting weapons and so forth, but he hadn't tried it. So all we got to do is take God's armor, God's word, and we'll survive. You don't have to be doubted and worried about how you're going to make it, how you're going to stand in this time that we hear, these troubled times. We trust him. I know this is short, but it's supposed to be short and simple. That to just stand strong and it's just simple. That. And the thing about it is, it's in the Word of God. Ain't nothing I concocted up or nothing like that. It's true. And if you have faith in God, you're going to be successful. And you will succeed with just this, what I said, because it's the Word of God. You go back and read it and study it, meditate on it, and you got your answer. He told you that the times is what it's going to be, what it's going to consist of. And he also tells us how we can stand. Having done all to stand, we stand. Amen? Glory to God. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word that will go on forth and not return void, but accomplish that which you purpose. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. Mm-hmm.